some really good topics this week. I'm impressed. So let's start with that. A lot of people, you know, will be in the market for a new computer soon because it's the end of financial year coming up.
And that's right.
It's when a lot of people buy stuff for the office and whatever. So you got some tips about buying within your budget.
Yes, and people should really consider this as well. If you just surf email, write a few Word documents, you can get a great quality laptop for about $800 to $1,000 it would do you for many years.
Yeah.
You don't. If that's all you do, that's all you really need to spend. If you come along and you start editing photos, let's say, so you use Photoshop, which is very processor intensive, or you want to start editing movies on your laptop and you don't want it to take a year to go along and edit your movie, you may want to look at the $1,500 to $2,500 bracket. I had a client during the week setting up their computer for them. I said, how much did you pay for this? And they said, $3,000. All I did was really go on Facebook and look at emails as well. They've been conned into buying it. So, you know, get some advice. Shop around to various retailers. A good retailer won't sell you something over the top. By the way, if you only surf email and write a couple of Word documents, look at an iPad, $499.
Agreed.
That's all you need.
Indeed. All right. Now, some online shopping tips.
All of these shopping tips are up on my site right now for people because we are going to go through them. Only shop on sites where they use HTTPS, which is a little padlock which sits in the address bar at the top. And I always say to people, no padlock, no shop, no bank. That's the what thing you should always live by. That makes sure that anything that data that you transmit is encrypted and criminals can't eavesdrop on your data. So, you know, always remember that. Be careful who you shop with. There's a lot of fraudulent sites out there. Look for poor site design as well. If it looks like it was thrown together in a couple of hours, it's probably not a good idea to trust it with your credit card details. I'm going to say some of those poor site designs, you'll see something on Facebook, click over to their webpage, and it looks terrible. Poor spelling and grammar, as with the site design, reputable sites put a great amount of effort and resources into the content of that site and know how to spell, which is good.
Yeah.
Weird business names, there are some, and I've got to say, especially some of the links you get off social media that go to websites, some of them are the business names out there you would never buy, like best-gifts-at-super-low.prices.com. It's probably a scam. And no or sketchy contact details. E-commerce sites always provide a way to get in touch. If the website doesn't provide a way for you to talk to support, it probably means it's illegitimate. And even if it is legitimate, you don't want to deal with a company that doesn't provide decent support. I've got to say, probably the gold standard for support about e-commerce is Amazon. They do a great, great job.
All right, but, I guess... the HTTP is the most important thing to look for in your address bar there.
It is.
Yeah.
It really is. You've got to look for that padlock. Don't shop. If you get a link for banking as well, things like that, you want to make sure it's a secure site.
Yeah. All right. Now, Facebook, looking at a version of Instagram for kids.
What a dreadful idea this is, seriously. So Vishal Shah, the Instagram Vice President of Product, wrote a post and she said, I'm excited to announce that going forward, we have identified youth work as a priority for Instagram. Can I just tell you, the last time an organisation did youth work was just before World War II and added to our priority list. We were building a new youth pillar within the community product group to focus on two things, accelerating our integrity and privacy work to ensure the safest possible experience for teens and building a version of Instagram that allows people under the age of 13 to safely use Instagram for the first time. We don't need the kids out there taking photos who are 6 and 7 years old. They don't need a version of Instagram, do they, Darren?
No, well, you know, again, it's just another product that hackers can get into.
Exactly right. And I've got to say to all the parents out there, if you know your kids are on social media and they're under the age of 13, if you report those accounts, Facebook will pull them down.
Yeah. All right. So do you think, has it been improved or what? Because, you know, that's, that could be fairly controversial if it happens.
Yeah, it could be, but they're working on it at the moment. And to me, I think we've just got to be aware of this sort of thing. To me, it's not a great idea at all.
No, I agree. All right, listen, great info there. And all of that stuff, particularly those online shopping tips and advice on buying a new computer, online at Richard's excellent website, which is talktech.com.au. Who do Port Adelaide play this weekend?
Essendon. At the Adelaide Oval.
Well, that'd be a good game, I reckon.
I reckon that will be a good game. So, Orazio going back against his old club as well. So, he kicked a lazy 4 goals last week, which is good.
Yeah. How do you pronounce? How are they pronouncing it over there in Adelaide? Are they saying
Orazio Fantasia?
They're saying Fantasia. They're not saying Fantasia.
No. Good heavens. Let's not get carried away there. Good heavens. Look, he kicks goals. Who cares how you pronounce it?
Correct. All right. Thanks a lot. Talk to you next week.
No, thanks, Darren.